We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Nick, what you got?
All right, the first one, just to get underneath Barry's skin.
I'll hell. Lonzo. Is this a ball question?
Yeah.
He likes to talk about the ball.
I'm out. I'm not doing it.
I'll do it.
Lonzo Ball's draft stock has taken a hit, partly because of his dad. True or false?
False.
Why?
Because I think when you see the kid play and what he can actually do, even though, you know what may hurt his stock is the fact that his dad said his kid wouldn't play for anyone but the Lakers, which I find laughable.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're Phoenix or Philly or someone, you get that number one pick, or Sacramento, maybe try and trade him to the Lakers and for a ransom. But I think the kid will play wherever he goes. He seems, you know, pretty
level-headed.
Head on tight. Yeah. Yeah. Screwed on correctly.
Barry?
I think he's got enough talent to where it doesn't affect him too much. He may not go number one. He'll, you know, top five. But I don't think he'll drop to the, you know, middle of the draft or anything like that. Because I think at the end of the day, these teams look at that and they'll probably talk to him and talk to his dad before they make that move and draft
right.
him.
Yep.
But you know, the talent that he does have, I mean, he is a good talent. I mean, he really is. So they're not going to pass on that just because his dad's a weirdo and a bad stage mom.
Yeah, I don't think his draft stock is going to take a hit, but I do see a few teams in the NBA automatically crossing him out because of his dad. That doesn't necessarily mean his draft stock is going to take a hit. He can probably still play,
you know what, most
wherever
of those,
he wants.
Most of those teams probably won't be in a position to draft him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, he's top five, top six at the worst.
Yeah.
And if what I hope doesn't happen either is that people watch what happened against Kentucky and one game, you know, would knock him down. I mean, he played a solid game. People weren't making shots. That's what affects the assists.
Yeah.
That wonky shot he's got should affect his
that
draft
jump
stock more than
sucks.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look weird, but I mean, his father's argument is if it falls, then it shouldn't matter, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. More dysfunctional team, the Thunder or the Clippers?
Ooh.
Thunder or the Clippers.
That's a good question. I'm going to go Clippers. With as much talent that they have, you know, you've got, speaking of stage dads, you've got the coach bringing his son in and starting him, and, you know, he shouldn't be there to begin with. So, Doc Rivers is partly to blame for it. But I think just in general, you got so many stars, and they can't get it all together. And I think they're pressing and reaching. And I think in the Thunder's case, it's just the fact that they've lost all of their good players.
Yeah.
And they're left with a guy who wanted to be the man, but he's the man with nothing around him.
I think it
or
goes,
not as much. Well, he's got some stuff now, I guess, after the trade deadline. But
I think it goes to show that in today's NBA, while you might need three All-Stars to win a title, having three All-Stars doesn't guarantee you one. Chris Paul is a fantastic point guard. Blake Griffin, I think, is better than people thought he'd be, or even, you know, people are trashing him his rookie year. Doesn't mean you're going to put it together. You might not have the right chemistry. You might not have guys with the stones to succeed when you really need to. The Clippers are a team that has one All-Star. That's the problem. I mean, the Thunder. I don't think they're dysfunctional.
Well,
they have the guys.
They got, what's his name, the shooter from Chicago, Dougie McBuckets.
Waiters.
No, oh. McDermott? Yeah.
Dougie McDermott.
And then they got Taj Gibson, didn't they? Isn't that where he went?
Yeah, but you look
Am
at
I,
Taj
Do I have the
Gibson,
wrong team?
No, you're thinking correctly.
Okay.
But I don't think anyone saw that trade
Dougie
and thought,
McBuckets,
oh, that's going to get him
Gibson
over the top in
yeah.
the East. Come on. Or the West?
It's certain. Well, no, but it would keep them in the playoffs, because that's the thing that I think they were concerned a little bit about losing that playoff slot if they didn't get Westbrook some help.
Yeah, I mean, I think with the Thunder, I think everybody on that team is kind of accepting that role, because this is the first year Russell Westbrook is without Kevin Durant, so they're kind of accepting the role. But I think this leads to dysfunctionality, honestly. But I still would give it to the Clippers, considering how much talent they had. And you heard Glenn Davis say on a couple of platforms that the team is not close, and pretty much the only two players that are close is Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. Like, they're, like, super tight. But everybody else, like Chris Paul kind of does his own thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say Clippers is a more dysfunctional team. I think the Thunder would lead into a will lead into a dysfunctional team and become a dysfunctional team if they don't do something about Russell Westbrook taking all those shots.
Well, to be fair, Chris Paul has got like insurance claims to assess. He's got teammates burning his house down and stuff.
Those are the worst commercials.
They are horrible. At least they did away with the Cliff Paul stuff. You don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
It's just his teammates destroying his house now.
I don't know. See, I wouldn't classify the Thunder dysfunctional as much as maybe undermanned.
I think they're just not good enough.
They've got one superstar.
But there's the second, third, and the fourth best player on that team has got to be in the locker room after losses saying, maybe if I had 5 or 10 more shots, we wouldn't be in this position. I mean, they have good players on the team. They just don't have depth.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, if you're the second or third best player on your team, what are you doing?
That's true. Yep. That's true. That's a good point.
But where would those guys be if they were on the Cavaliers? If you took that player who's the second or third best guy on the Thunder and put him on the Warriors or put him on Cleveland?
Put it this way.
He'd be off the bench.
From a dysfunctional perspective, the Clippers are fifth right now.
Yes, they are.
And the Thunder are sixth, and they're both within range of each other. The Thunder are a game and a half. Would you ever suspect, or would you have guessed that the Clippers would be fifth in the West?
A good week away from being the four seed?
Yeah, or would you have guessed that the Thunder wouldn't have even been in the playoff mix after losing Durant?
Probably that.
I thought they'd be in the playoffs.
I thought they'd be like eight.
I thought they'd be in.
The Thunder are way performing way over what I expected.
And again, they're a good
losing
week
everybody.
From being the four seed too. Yeah. I mean, Utah is only two games in front of them.
They're two games. Yeah, it's a tight race between 4, 5, and 6. And you know, Memphis could sneak into a spot up there. So,
all right, next one. Better food truck idea: a hot dog truck or a taco food truck?
Oh, tacos. Always.
Tacos?
Yeah.
I'm totally doing tacos. I can't stand hot dogs.
Obviously, so. Barry would prefer the hot dogs.
All right, I'm going to change my answer. Tacos.
How about a hot dog taco?
Yeah, why not? Put a hot dog in a taco shell. Boom. Suck it. Now you got both. No, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're doing with it. If it's just standard run-of-the-mill hot dogs, you just slap a wiener in a bun and you're, you know, whatever. Nah. But if you're like, hey, you come get this hot dog on a waffle taco, or like, you know what I mean? If you're hot dog on a waffle. Yeah.
I'm assuming if it's a hot dog on a food truck, it's like a hot dog on steroids.
Yeah, you gotta make them sexy. Like it's, you gotta make people want that.
So a food truck like that then.
Yeah. Hot dog. Yeah.
Over the taco.
There's 1,000 taco trucks out there. Some of them are fancy. Some of them just drive through the neighborhood selling tacos to the workers building houses. There's not a thousand hot dog trucks out there.
Okay.
And you could brats, you could sell hot dogs, you could sell chicken dogs, turkey dogs. You could sell them with beanie weenies.
Try. But here's the question, Barry. If you were a hot dog and you were starving to death,
I'd be kosher.
Would you eat yourself?
Yes. Totally would.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'd start from the inside out.
How about you, Nick?
I don't know. I think I'd start from the inside out as well.
Yeah?
You'd eat yourself? I respect your passion for the food question, though. Like, that was the most passionate you were out of all the questions I asked.
Hashtag food first, baby.
It was the best question. It was by far the best question. I'm going to think of 5 different ways to serve a hot dog that would make you want to go to a hot dog food truck. And I will have that.
What do you call it? Road dog?
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.